Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Hag Hamatzot Sameach. Happy, 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 joyful feast of the unleavened bread here. We're still in the intermediate days right here, here, here. Here we are at day 5 of the feast of the festival here in the Pesach season, here in the 5th day of the unleavened bread, the intermediate days, the whole HaMoed days right here, here, here. And today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 35. Was meditating to share this Psalm 37. All right, interesting psalm for those who know the psalm. But today's daily psalm is Psalm 35. So here we have a reading from HaTorah, Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 26. But then we have an additional, actually, to verse 35, to the fulfillment of the chapter. So we're going to have the full of the Torah reading here for the intermediate day here at the fifth day of the unleavened bread. Also the fire key, Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25. So the greeting, Chag, feast, Hamatzot. Some might say Chag Matzah is basically unleavened bread. Hamatzot of the unleavened bread. Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaMatzot, Sameach, 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 joyful, joyful feast of the unleavened bread. Now, here we also have, going to do a little, first we had to find it when the Medi came to mind. Abba Dick Gregory, you know, Baba, as some would say, right? Dick Gregory's Bible Tales with commentary here, this work here edited by James R. McGraw. Very, very interesting book. Spoke about it previously, Dick Gregory's Bible Tales. God bless his soul, rest in shalom, rise in glory and kavod. So here, 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 we have this particular document. I'd like to share some of the insights right here, especially as it pertains to the reason for the season. Here we have Dick Gregory's Bible Tales. Let's just give a little overview right here, and hopefully having time here on the Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's actually the fourth day of the Shabuah of the strong, but actually this is the fifth day of the feast. So it's the feast that's the overarching, right? Three times in the year. This is the first time right here. And here we're citing Baba Dick Gregory. Some say Baba Dick Gregory, but he actually reminds one of I and I, you know, rabbis, scholars, sages, wise men. So here, Dick Gregory's Bible Tales with commentary. So just a brief look at the table of content. Now, I have a copy of this right here, but this is like an old copy. I had this copy some years now. And it seems as though when we really recognized the real value of the book and started to read, it was one of these old paperback copies. And, you know, sometimes the book would just, it'd be like almost dry. They say like dry rot, not like rot, but you know, it's like a dry up book and it just kind of split in two, like the Red Sea just kind of split in two. You know what I mean? Like the mantra, so to speak. So here from Dick Gregory's Bible Tales, it really gives an interesting insight in him going through these different, you could say the different tales, different narratives in the Bible, and how he applies it, right, to the Beta Israel of the West. We identify and our people over here as the Beta Israel of the West, the Israelites, the Hebrews, we the Black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So here, table of content, Dick Gregory's Bible Tales, part one, the Old Testament. So first he has the first things first, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to Genesis chapter 2 and 3, and the way it's structured. It's structured like, you know, the Midrash, you know, like a Midrash, you know, or, you know, like I and I teaching, right? Give I and I the Talmud of the Divine Majesty, the teaching, the Timheret. The second is a couple of specifics, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to verse 24. Thirdly, the Garden State, Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 to 24. The fourth chapter here is the first high rise the first high rise, Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. Interesting looking at the numbers, 119, yeah? So the fifth is the Cain mutiny, the Cain mutiny, Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. The sixth is in and out of deep water, Genesis chapters 6 to 9. Seventh chapter, and here we're going over the table of content for Dick Gregory's Bible Tales, and then the specific share right here, here, here. So here, seventh chapter, the price of being famous, Genesis chapters 12 to 17, 21 to 22, chapters 12 to 17, maybe chapter 17, verses 21 to 22. Here, the eighth chapter, strangers and other lovers. Strangers and other lovers, Genesis chapter 18, verse 20 to chapter 19, verse 29. What a year, what a year. Then the ninth chapter here in Dick Gregory's Bible Tales, Baba Dick Gregory, Rabbi Dick Gregory, you have the ABCs of slavery, the ABCs of slavery, the A. So 9A, dealing with the dreamer, Genesis chapter 37. 9B, the butler, the baker, and the captain's wife, Genesis chapters 39 to 40. 9C, feast and famine, Genesis chapter 41. Now, it's interesting, this section right here, the ABCs of slavery, and then the subsection dealing with the dreamer, the butler, the baker, and the captain's wife, and the C, 9C, feast and famine. So that right there. And then we come to an interesting area that really applies with the reason for the season here in our Torah studies in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Up the river and into a foster home. Up the river. So here the 10th chapter in the Old Testament section of Dick Gregory's Bible Tales is up the river and into a foster home. Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 to chapter 2, verse 10. Chapter 11, a talking bush, hot stuff. A talking bush, hot stuff. This referring to Exodus chapters 2 to 4. Now, here's a chapter we'd like to share a little bit more on, but just going through, you know, the table of content here. Here we have chapter 12, let my people go. Exodus 5 to 15, let my people go. Chapter 13, see the Hebrew people run. See the Egyptians follow. See the Red Sea. See Paro, see red. Exodus chapters 14 to 15 here again. Chapter 13 is named see the Hebrew people run. See the Egyptians follow. See the Red Sea. See Pharaoh, see red. Chapter 14, the new morality, Exodus chapters 19 to 20 and chapters 32 to 34. Okay, that's what that was. That was actually chapters 21 to 22 in section chapter 7. Okay, yeah. Here, chapter 15, outside agitators, Joshua chapter 6. So here, he actually goes into, you know, Joshua as well. Outside agitators, Joshua chapter 6. Chapter 16, the dangers of a first haircut. dangers of a first haircut. The story of Samson and Delilah. Judges chapters 13 to 16. Chapter 17, the bigger they come. First Samuel chapter 17, chapter 18, divide and conquer. First Kings chapter 3, verses 16 to verse 28. Chapter 19, the Watergate hearing. This is particularly interesting, the Watergate hearing. Nehemiah chapter 8. And chapter 20, who's king of the king of the beast? Who's king of the king of the beast? Daniel chapters 1 and chapter 6. This is the 20th chapter of Dick Gregory's Bible Tales right here. Who's king of the king of the beasts? And lastly, in the Old Testament section of the Bible Tales by Rabbi Dick Gregory, Rabbi Dick Gregory, 21, a whale of an order, a whale of an order. Jonah, chapters 1 to 4. Now, there's also a part two, that's the first part of the book. Second part of the book goes into the Brit Chadasha or the New Testament. But here, for our focus here, even here in the intermediate days right here, I'd like to zoom in on Let My People Go, the reason, man. Actually, all of the sections the whole thing is very good, but here, just applying it to where we're at here, the reason for the season. As I said, got to go a little bit slow because this book right here is very, very, at least my original copy. The original copy actually has Dick Gregory on the cover. I'd like to get some of the Haberim to share that pic if they can find that one. Dick Gregory Bible Tale with commentary edited by James R. McGraw. Now it's been reprinted, but the original print has Dick Gregory holding two tablets, like the tablets, right, in a kind of old Hebrew, and basically Dick Gregory as Moshe, right, standing on top of the rock, standing on top of the mount, and he's pointing to the bait. He's pointing to the Hebrew B, the bait, the second letter right there on the two tablets, and has that his characteristic smile right there as a younger man. Dick Gregory's Bible Tale. So I'd like to zoom in right here, and just share the perspective. So first he goes through the narrative. For example, here in the part that we sought to share, we can take a little bit of time right here, since we're in the Isla season, here at the intermediate day. We only have one particular reading right here, and that is from the Torah reading right here, today's daily psalm, prayer under persecution right here, according to the royal order. So here, chapter 12, Let My People Go. Exodus chapters 5 to 15, this is Dick Gregory's Bible Tales. Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh and said, "The God of Israel, Elohei Yisrael, who goes by the name the Hashem of Yahweh Jehovah, says, you should let the Hebrew people go." At first, Pharaoh couldn't believe what he was hearing. Then Pharaoh answered, "I don't know any Elohim Yisrael. I don't know any God, Israel. And I certainly don't intend to let your people go. You already outnumber us, and you want me to set you free? Go down, Moses." Then Pharaoh ordered the taskmasters, "Because these Hebrew Slavs, slaves, bondmen, got so uppity through their so-called leaders, Moses and Aaron, don't give them any more stroke to make bricks with. Let them find their own straw, but make sure they don't slack off on the number of bricks produced." Gotta make those bricks, stack those bricks, right? "That ought to keep their minds off freeness. At the end of the day, the taskmasters whipped the Hebrew foreman because they didn't turn out the required number. The foreman realized Pharaoh meant business. So they went to Moshe Aharon, Moses and Aaron, and said, Why don't you guys let bad enough alone? We hope Elohim, God, gets you for this, Moshe and Aharon." So Moshe turned to Elohim and said, "Why did you put me in this trick? And why are you doing this to your people?" Hailahim, Elohim answered, "Just don't forget who I am and the promises I made to your ancestors, your patriarchs. I'm going to lead Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, if you please, and give them a land of their own. Ha'Elohim told Moses to confront Pharaoh again, demanding the release of the Hebrew people. Aaron threw the magic rod on the ground in front of Pharaoh, the great house, and his public officials, and it turned into a snake, Nahash. So Pharaoh called in all his magicians, and they did the exact same trick. Pharaoh's heart remained hard as a rock, and he would not listen to Moshe or Aharon, to Moses and Aaron. So they turned to Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim, and Elohim said, go before Pharaoh again, and tell Aharon, tell Aaron to wave the magic rod toward the river Nile. All the water in Mitzrayim in Egypt will become polluted. The fish will die and the water will be unfit to drink. All the rivers, streams, lakes, ponds, pools, even the water in drinking cups will stink with blood. Damn. Tell Pharaoh the pollution is caused by his continued downpression of the Hebrew people. So Moshe, Aharon, and Aaron did as Ha'Elohim commanded them. And behold, all the water in Egypt and Mitzrayim was stained with blood. But once more, Pharaoh's magicians used their secret arts and enchantments to do the exact same trick. Pharaoh's heart remained hard. So Ha'Elohim gave Moshe, Aharon, Moses and Aaron another trick. Aaron waved the magic rod over the waters of Mitzrayim, the waters of Egypt, waters of Kemet, and frogs jumped out of the pools and canals and the rivers. Folks couldn't even swallow without getting the frog in their throats. There were frogs in the ovens and the skillets. Everyone in Egypt was playing leapfrog. Finally, Pharaoh had enough. Die. He called Moshe Aharon before him and said, I'll make a deal with you. Get rid of these frogs, and I'll let your people go. Moses and Aaron took the deal to Ha'Elohim, Elohim. And on the very next day, Ha'Elohim killed all the frogs. Remember, this here is Dick Gregory's Bible Tales here, but Shema Yisrael. As soon as Pharaoh saw the dead frogs, he went back on the deal. And his heart was hardened again. So Aaron touched the dust of the earth with his magic rod, and the dust turned to gnats. And Pharaoh magicians couldn't duplicate the gnat trick. And they warned Pharaoh. They warned Pharaoh. They warned the great house. There must be some divine power here. Moshe and Aaron then began a serious dirty tricks campaign against Pharaoh, against Pharaoh, with Ha'Elohim, blessing, of course. Ha'Elohim sent swarms of flies to fill the air in Mitzrayim and Egypt and Kemet. Then all the cattle and the horses and the mules and the camels and the sheep got sick. Then Moshe Aharon, Moses and Aaron took handfuls of ashes, threw them up in the air, and behold, all the Mitzrayim, Egyptian people, broke out with boils and their animals too. Pharaoh and Amo and his people were sore disturbed. Next, Ha'Elohim rained hail on the land of Mitzrayim. Then Ha'Elohim sent locusts to infest the land. After the locusts, Ha'Elohim told Moses, the Netcher of Netchers, Ha'Elohim told Moses to reach his hand towards Shemaimah, the heavens, Shemaim. And the sun and moon disappeared. A nationwide blackout fell over Mitzrayim. over Egypt, over Kemet, if you please. After each trick, Paro filed promise to let the Hebrew people go if Moshe, or Aharon, if Moses and Aaron would get things back to normal. But he never kept his word. So Ha Elohim said to Moses and Aaron, die, enough. About midnight, I will kill the firstborn of all the cattle and the other beasts, the firstborn of the lowest servants in the land, and yes, even the firstborn of Paro, of the great house, of Pharaoh himself. I am going to kill the heir to the throne. Tell every Hebrew family to kill a nice lamb or goat for supper. But what's very important, take some of the lamb or the goat's blood and brush it on the doorpost, the mezuzah, of each Hebrew household. That way, I will know to pass over that bait, that house. As a matter of fact, that's what you will be doing while you eat supper, celebrating Passover. Moses, Moshe hurried away to spread the word, and the Hebrew people did as they were told. As Hilahim told Moshe, so they did. Sure enough, at midnight, Hilahim killed all the firstborn among the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and a great cry of mourning arose in the land of Mitzrayim. In his great grief, Paro, the great house, summoned Moshe and Aharon that very night and said, go, get out from the midst of my people, both you and Amo Yisrael and the people of Israel. Take your flocks and your herds with you. Paro, Pharaoh paused for a moment and added, and pray for me. But Moses demanded reparations, jewelry of silver and gold, and clothing for Amo, clothing for his people, for Jah people, since Paro, the great house, was willing to grant anything. Moses wiped him out. Many, many years later, the sorcerers of another land used their special arts to enchant the rulers of the nation and fool the public. The sorcerers was known as industrialists, and all the land became polluted. The rivers and the streams and the lakes and the pools, the ponds, even the drinking water from the faucets. Remember? And divinely inspired men and women told the rulers and the industrialists that the blood stains of oppression, of downpression, told the rulers and industrialists that the blood stains of downpression were behind the pollution of the waters and the air. But the rulers and the industrialists refused to listen because their hearts were hardened. Their hearts were hardened by profit and greed, and the fish died, and the lips of the people were parched, and the land choked for fresh air and pure water, and the stink of pollution and downpression remained. Now, there is the first part of this right here, chapter 12 from Dick Gregory's Bible Tales, here. For this Pesach Passover here, intermediate days here, let my people go. That's the first part right there, focusing on Exodus chapters 5 to 15. And here's the commentary for the fulfillment right here. Here's the commentary, Dick Gregory. Baba Dick Gregory, Rabbi Dick Gregory, right here, the commentary here. The Hebrew Slavs. In Slav, the Hebrew bondmen, the Hebrew slaves face the same problem as black folks in America. The Hebrew slaves face the same problem as black folks in America. They had to go out and find their own raw materials to make bricks and to stack bricks. They were expected to compete was the same brick quota as when the straw was provided. Substitute, quote, books for bricks. Yes, Rabbi Dick Gregory. He says substitute books for bricks. And you have the educational problem faced by black folks in America today. And even in his day, we can still say even today, we're made victims of inferior education, and yet and still we're expected to compete with those who've had great educational advantages. And then you call it what? Privilege. School books have systematically excluded black history. Black Beta Israel history, our black history, and both classroom instruction and curricula have been orientated toward the life experiences of white students. IQ, intelligence quotient, tests, and college entrance exams follow the same pattern of white racism, white supremacy. See, huh? Yet and still black students are expected to compete. How well would the average white student do on an IQ test or college entrance exam written in ghettoese? Over the past few years, black scholars and students have been, quote, gathering their own straw. This is a great point right here. This is Dick Gregory's commentary right here. Over the past few years, black scholars and students have been, quote, gathering their own straw, end quote, to make their own books, to make their own bricks. With the new raw materials, a revision of history is being written. Black studies have been increasingly included in colleges and universities. Oh, let me make this note right here as we share this right here, that this book here was printed copyright in 1974. Check the time, mark the time, in 1974, right? So what he says right here, this is rewind this, black studies have been increasingly included in colleges and universities. But the once fashionable recruitment programs geared toward black students have declined. Last year, there was a decline in black student enrollment in colleges and universities for the first time in 5 years. Remember, this was published in 1974. And remember, the godless creeping coup against the King of Kings, the great transgression against his divine majesty, 1974-75, so that particular time, the time. Last year, there was a decline in black student enrollment in colleges and universities for the first time in 5 years. When white folks get to talking about quota systems or preferential treatment in schools, business, and industry or unions, they often end up sounding like Pharaoh. Good point. Again, when white folks get to talking about quota systems or preferential treatment in schools, business, and industry or unions, they often end up sounding a lot like Pharaoh. Hebrew enslaved Hebrews bolstered the Egyptian construction industry, just as black and Slavs and enslaved upheld the cotton industry. Again, Hebrew slaves bolstered the Egyptian construction industry, just as black slaves upheld the cotton industry. Business and industry thrives on oppression. Correction. Business and industry thrive on downpression and downpressive practices support the economy. During the time of war, industries with defense contracts profit. When the conflict is over, everyone who participated in the profit is affected. After the ceasefire in Vietnam, there were mass layoffs in defense plants and large unemployment lines. Nations that participated with America in the downpressive Vietnam conflict felt the economic pinch when the war came to a halt. England supplied Rolls-Royce engines for American fighter jets. Imagine that. Let me just read that again. England, Great Britain, England supplied Rolls-Royce engines for American fighter jets. After the Vietnam War, the economy of England went into chaos, into chaos. The plague of blood, Dom, symbolizes a tragic reality. The plague of blood symbolizes a tragic reality. So often negotiations between nations, the Gentiles, the Goyi, so often negotiations between nations, the Gentiles, or individuals happen only after bloodshed. Dom. Dom in Hebrew is blood. Dem in Amharic, dem bloody men, dem. Right? Dem in Amharic is blood, the Hebrew dom. That's all we say after blood, dom. Skyjackers, remember back in the days? Or bank robbers, remember back in them days, like the 70s? Skyjackers or bank robbers come to terms only after the blood dom of hostages has been threatened or spilt. Prison reform occurs after inmate riot. Shots are fired and blood dom is shed. Nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, they sit down at the treaty, the trick or treaty table, usually only after war and killing. Secretary of State Kissinger, interesting that Baba Dick Gregory cites him here in his commentary here. Secretary of State Kissinger becomes a Middle East mediator after the shedding of Arab and Israeli blood. Dom. Pharaoh, Paron, the great house, was willing to negotiate in earnest only after his own son was killed. Countless Hebrew mothers and fathers had lost sons. But Pharaoh only listened when death, when moot came to his own household. The loss of a loved one caused the great house, Peron, to change his downpressive ways. Final word here. I wonder how many wars would be avoided if the loved ones of national leaders were the first soldiers to face enemy fire. As it was, I'll make a little commentary here, as it was in the ancient days, right? Sometimes the king not only had to go, if the king did not go, the king sent his son or sent the princess. They had to go. That would encourage the people, you know, the people of the land who were not high up to follow along. They figure, well, as the king's son, if the king himself or the king's son, the princes are here, you know, as the script says, to endure hardness as good soldiers. Got a reason on the difference between soldiers and warriors, because some believe that we only had warriors. No, there's such a thing called soldiers. They got that from us, but twisted it. Once again, last final statement here. I wonder how many wars would be avoided if the loved ones of national leaders were the first soldiers to face enemy fire. Yeah, so here. Dick Gregory's Bible Tales, that was chapter 12 right there. It's like the Midrash and the commentary, a study right there, the application, you know, taking the Rhema word, like the right now word, and applying it, you know, taking the logos of the word, the Torah, and applying it to like right now situation, the wisdom. Here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here.
Touch not my anointing. Touch not my anointing. Touch. Touch not my anointed, right. And to my prophet, no harm. Babylon, I'm kill you again. On the alarm. Hey, yo, killie, what we tell them, sir?
Right. Yo, Baba, what we tell them, sir?
Right. Yo, killie, what we tell them, sir? All right. Yo, Baba.
God anointing, we have a flowing true vein.
We break in every yoke and yet we smash in every chain.
God anointing, all them demons have to run.
When the villains are killing, then the anointing come down. So we tell them, God anointing, God anointing, God anointing, God anointing. Touch not my anointing, and to my prophet no harm. Every last time you kill you again, on the alarm. Hey, yo, killie, what we tell them, sir?
Yo, Baba, what we tell them, sir?
Yo, killie, what we tell them, sir? All right, well done.
Anointing, we have it flowing through veins.
We break in every yoke and yet we smash in every chain.
With God anointing, all them demons have to run.
When the villains are killing, come the anointing, come down, come and tell them. God anointing, 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 break every yoke and
break every chain.
Heal every sickness,
heal every pain.
God anointing, it's a
touch every vein.
Every man talking, he will tell you again. Hey, God anointing. God anointing, God anointing, God anointing, holy anointing, God anointing, God anointing, God anointing, break every yoke and
break every chain,
heal every sickness,
heal every pain.
God anointing is a
touch of remain.
Babylon Jackson is a tell you. God anointing, flowing through we vein, and we will never stop until we make it to the top.
The anointer possess the ability to break every chain and the yoke of the enemy. Stand up for Jesus and never turn enemy.
The hand of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like baby. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I will rub a dubba dubba dubba.
Come
in.
Let me stampede. Let me come, let me stampede. When I met life, Shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against yourselves, 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 against yourselves. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God. Chapter 12. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within them. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, so all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their hearts, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength, in the Lord of hosts their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. The land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.
Solomon Mal, Arsu, bare feet, bone.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Here for the Wednesday podcast, right here, the fifth day of Unleavened Bread, reading the Aliyah coming forward from Exodus chapter 34, but we have today's daily psalm and a little medi theme here, wisma, wiseness. Yes, I. Here we have popcorn, right here, abundant words of wisdom. Here he rides up with some of the psalms here in the season, such as today's daily psalm, Psalm 35. Give ear, hear right here, words of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, man, I say now. You know the boss this morning, I tell you, say life is greatest. Yeah, no care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing they give you on the earth. Protect us from danger, these plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, a.k.a. Popcorn, the annual boss, the 76 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're my devil every time, yeah. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he seeth that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked bear it, and pay it not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting, and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, ha, for I had seen it.
Glory to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. Shaddai, King of kings, Lords of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Unleavened bread, fifth day here, and with popcorn, give thanks, abundant wisdom. Think Psalm 9, Psalm 37, today's daily psalm, Psalm 35, brings us this Rhema tune here. Talib Kweli featuring Sizzla Kalungi, fits here with the daily psalm, Psalm 35. Hostile gospel, deliver me.
Right here. What? Yeah. Deliver me from temptation, the weak man faces. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Die on my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like liver free. Nothing is free. You gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave. From the crypt to the grave, a minimum wage. You barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan. You're starting to moan. The bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we become slaves and things that we own. They enslaving the brains with the whips and the chains. End up in the coffin, chasing the fortune, chasing the fame. Slave to the rhythm, slave to the night, slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad and run away. Pray for the day, niggas don't get taken away. For making a way to stop their baby stomach aching today. A sip of whiskey, strain no shape. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please,
deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, 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 deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days go right. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With your strength awake to another day of surprise. There's nothing wrong with you, it's all in your mind. I preach myself to see as yet there to my kind. Look around and see, don't be acting blind. This is the best thing us, just not kind. That was the worst thing a man could ever find. Saying his life for something and if you do, locked up in some lies. Listen up, you're now growing up, I'll tell you something. They will lock you in the deepest of dungeons. Take away the material, leave me by myself. Life is all I got, comfortable with my health. Aid by your lot, love for your few, got complex. To get it like you did, that's our best.
Deliver me, oh my father.
What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Plug in the mic like I'm gunning the bike. Front if you like, I'm moving fast. My life is running the lights. I give my son some advice. Eyes on the prize, keep more than one in your sight. Won't win a gunfight if you run with a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock, I keep flooding the block. Rob sharper than the razor that be cutting the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in their socks. The prostitute selling us right in front of the cop. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain into a feet damp. Single moms in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in. If you gotta get that gainful employment for his probation, otherwise it's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of jail, that don't mean you're free.
Deliver me, oh my father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Hostile gospel part two. Hostile good news. Let's just bring out the word gospel in the true sense. Gospel good news. Hostile good news. Gospel deliver me right there. Still Medi. Still in the Medi. Given her the rewind. If you're listening, hopefully check out the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTubes as well to hear hopefully the full of full. See some of the stills as well that go along with the reasonment right here, the reasons for season. We're still meditating on Dick Gregory, Baba Dick Gregory, Rabbi Dick Gregory, Abuna, but Father, like Gregorius, you know, looking at the name right there. But his reasonment about the Hebrew slaves facing the same problems as black folks in America, and also, you know, connecting that, you know, with the bigger, you know, the bigger picture, you know, the pollution, the blood, you know, in its manifold application. You know, the plague of blood, where he says right here, symbolizes a tragic reality. So often negotiation between nations, you know, the word nations in the common English of today is the term Gentiles, other nations. There's that holy nation that Yisrael is to be, and there's the other nation. So here he brings out his holy people, his Hebrew people, like the black people, and there's a plague of blood, the dam, in the Hebrew dam, like people say dam, but dam is blood. So the plague of dam, blood, it symbolizes a tragic reality. So often negotiations between nations, remember the League of Nations, the League of the Gentiles? How about, you know, anything about the United Gentiles, the United Nations? So often negotiations between nations and individuals happen only after bloodshed. After bloodshed, dom. Skyjackers or bank robbers come to terms only after the blood of hostages, dom, has been threatened or spilt, dom. Prison reform occurs after inmate riots, dom. Shots are fired, dom. Blood, dom, is shed, dom. Nations, the Gentiles, they sit down at the trick-or-treat table, usually only after war and killing and more dom, more blood has been shed. Here he has Secretary of State Kissinger becomes a Middle East negotiator or mediator after the shedding of Arab and Israeli blood. This last part here of the commentary here picking up with Exodus chapters 5 to 15, the section here in his book, Dick Gregory's Bible Tales. It's kind of a hard book to get, but hopefully we can get a PDF in circulation. Dick Gregory's Bible Tales right here. He says that Pharaoh, which represents in a true Hebraic interpretation application, like a gate or a house, like a great house, Peron, the great house. The great house, like the White House, you know what I'm saying, was willing to negotiate in earnest only after his own son was killed. Countless Hebrew mothers and fathers, you could say black mothers and fathers, had lost sons. Remember that sons in particular, the conspiracy to destroy black boys. Countless Hebrew mothers and fathers had lost sons, but Pharaoh, the great house, the White House, only listened when death came to his own household. The loss of loved one caused Pharaoh to change his downpressive ways. And the final note right here, I wonder how many wars would be avoided if the loved ones of the Gentile leaders were the first soldiers to face the fire. So here, reason for the season. Here we're at the intermediate days right here at the fifth day, unleavened bread. What does unleavened bread mean, Chabari? What's the application of the sign and the symbol?
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure on the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright. Blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred, and we burning out the malice. No racist, can't see Japanese. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
burning out the malice, the leaven, unleavened, applying the Hebrew word sign to the humility, what the unleavened bread symbolizes, the bread of the poor, humility. And then we have, as we count the Omer, count the growth and the two sevens, the seven Shabbats complete, plus on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, on that first day, that Ehud, that first day, the harvest, looking forward to the harvest, as we look forward to the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, also known in the Brit Chadash sense, New Covenant sense, as Pentecost, which basically means Pentecoste, means in the Koine Greek, the 50th day, the Pentecoste, the 50th day. So 7 times 7, do the math, 49, plus tomorrow after the 7th Shabbat. So the day after the Shabbat, the first day. So when they say that, well, we don't, you know, as Hebrews on Sunday, well, that is partially true, because we don't use the term Sunday for the first day. The first day is just the first day. But tomorrow after, and the offering, it's interesting, the offering, come listen to the tune right there, burning out the malice, right? Burning out the malice, rise again, the rise again rhythm, little audio sample right there, rising again. So here in Pesach, the first of the three times in the year, there's the unleavened bread for the 7 days, that humility, right? And clearing out all of the leaven, symbolizing the malice, right? That malice, the humility. But then we offer after the harvest, in the harvest time, we offer those two loaves. And according to HaTorah, they have leaven. So let's understand it, not to misunderstand it, that the purging out of the leaven or the yeast, right? What is that a sign of according to the pattern? So here, for the whole, right, the days of HaMoed, the intermediate days of the feast, the festival, the Chag HaMatzot, festival of unleavened bread, no Chametz. What is Chametz?
Yes, Chag HaMatzot Sameach. And see, at this third day, that Moshe, he calls for the sanctification, the firstborn, setting apartness of the Bekor, the HaBekorim, yes, Chavarim, the setting apart of the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael and their redemption, the redeeming all those who open the womb, the matrix. Now, what's also very, very, very interesting that we have here, right, is the festival of unleavened bread is instructed to the Israelites here at this particular reading here for this third day. Now here we're at the intermediate days of the Pesach, the Fasikah Shavua. So here just looking at the concurrency, right, concurrent with Pesach, Passover is the Chag HaMatzot, Chag, feast, festival, Ha, the Matzot. Oftentimes it's referred to as Matzah, HaMatzah, which is a single bread, right? But scriptures say HaMatzot, right? So the Gita Injera, the flat bread, right? So the festival of unleavened bread, what is unleavened? Unleavened. What's the difference? And to know the difference between the leaven and the unleavened, but this is the festival of unleavened bread where no chametz, call it the chametz, leaven or yeast, may be eaten or possessed for a full 7 days. So first of all, from the low degrees to high degrees, you know, in the first type, you know, of the object lesson that we have in HaTorah. So what we're speaking of is the orthopraxy, praxis, to do, the right doing, the correct doing, right, and the link with the orthodox, the right thought, the right thinking, right, so right action, orthopraxis is to do, the acting, the practice make perfect, and the right thought, orthodoxa, the right thinking, the right thought. So this link right here. So looking at the first object lessons, the first, we could say, the earthly types, the natural types, what is natural leaven? What is natural yeast? The chametz. All right, so here we first of all begin with this word right here, 7 days, Shiva'ata Yamin Matzot Tokel Ak Bayom Harishon Tashbitu Seor Mi batekem. Mi batekem. 7 days, Shiva'ata Yamim. Shiva'ata Yamim, Matzot, Matzah, the Kita in Jerah, the flatbread, unleavened bread, right? Shall you eat, you shall eat, Tokelu, Tokelu, all you shall eat, Ak, for sure now, certainly indeed, Bayom Harishon, certainly on the first day, on the what first day, Tashbitu, Tashbitu, Tashbitu. You shall destroy Seor. Seor. Seor is leaven in the Hebrew. Seor. Mi batekem. Mi batekem. Mi batekem. From your houses. So during the moon, the Chodesh, the renew, the renewing, the moon prior to the Chag HaMatzot, we are to clean our homes. So this is like the Hebraic, the true Judaic spring cleaning of all possible chametz. Chametz, chametz, products or residue which might contain leavening, such as bread or crumbs, so forth and so on. Now, this culminates in the Erev Pesach, the Erev, Erev the Eve, Erev Pesach of the Pesach ceremony of the Bedikat HaChametz, when the last vestiges of leaven are removed from the bait, from the house. For the entire week, the 7 of the Chag HaMatzot, we are not to have any leavened products in our homes. Just the plain Peshach. Remember, it's a new and the living way that he has consecrated for I and I through the veil as, say, his flesh. But first, we recognize the natural types, so from low degrees to high degrees. So we're not to have these products. We're not to consume any leavened products, right, outside our home. We are basically to be leaven-free. Leaven-free. Now, what is Chametz? Chametz is considered a corrupting influence, a hidden uncleanness that manipulates the purer elements, like the influence of a lump of leaven in a batch of dough. So you have the yeast, a lump of yeast in a batch of dough. Spiritual, this is what we're going to focus on in the new way, right? The new and the living way that he has consecrated for us, has consecrated for I and I through the veil, that is to say, the flesh is a spiritual. We fight not against flesh and blood. So the natural types are that teaching lesson, the object lessons, the types, the first types, the signs, even what we have in HaTorah at the groundation. But now, in growing in grace and the knowledge, we have the spiritual leaven. What is spiritual leaven? Spiritual leaven, or spiritual yeast, you know, having what, a yeast infection, iritically, in the soul, in the psyche. Spiritual leaven, it functions as a evil impulse within us, within I and I, that corrupts, and it sours. It sours the psyche, it sours the suke, it sours the nefesh, it sours the soul. As such, chametz is considered a metaphor of chatiyat, of hachet, of akri, falling short, missing the mark, sin, the systemic anomaly, which we are commanded to put away from I and I. So the removal of the chametz, this is a metaphor. This here is a metaphor, object lesson, a metaphor of I and I sanctification, of I and I being set apart. Now with the reading and the feeding here, especially even for the third day. See, the third day, that reading of the sanctification of the Bnei Yisrael, the sanctification of the sons, the children of Israel, their redemption and the instruction on the feast of unleavened bread. So when is Chag HaMatzot observed? The Chag HaMatzot, when is it observed? So the Judaic Hebraic calendar, it reckons the start of a day at eve, at evening. It's sometimes confusing to determine when the festival begins and ends, you know, coming from this Western Gentile state of mind. For example, Pesach, Passover, Fasica begins on the Bib 14th, which is also called and known in Latter-day Judaism as Nisan 14. But scripturally, the month is called Abib, even in the Exodus reading, Exodus chapter 13, it very clearly says Abib, right? In the month of what? In the month of Abib, in Exodus 13, verse 4. This day, y'all go forth in the month of Abib, the Exodus, that movement. So Passover begins on the 14th of Abib, 14th of the first moon at even or evening. Now, that is between, you know, the times roughly of what would be the ninth hour of the day, scripturally, biblically, that in the Western Gentile calendar is called 3 p.m. to sundown. So from the 9th to the 12th hour of the day, Hebraically, but here we call it 3 p.m. to sundown, roughly around 6 or so, right? And it continues through Abib 15th, the 15th, or Nisan 15th. Now, strictly speaking, when Pesach Fasica begins on Nisan 14th, or Abib 14th, it continues through the 15th. Now, in Exodus chapter 12, verses 15 to 20, HaElohim instructed the Hebrews, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to eat unleavened bread for 7 days, beginning on the first day of Pesach. So this is from Abib 15th through the 22nd, Hebraically speaking. Now, Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, therefore represents a holy week. You know, this corresponds also with the Passion Week, that holy week, the holy Shavuah spent without leaven in Ayinai lives. It's a picture of Ayinai deliverance being delivered out, exodus out from the corrupting influences of the world, the flesh, and the 666, the satanic seclorum, in response to the redemption of Yod Hey Weh Hey He Who Be We Be. So there's scriptures as well that makes this link. So take note of Matthew chapter 16, verse 12, Mark chapter 8, verses 14 to 15, Luke chapter 12, verse 1, Romans chapter 6, verse 13 to verse 22, and 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to verse 8. Now, also note this here, that in modern Judaism, Passover and Chag HaMatzot are collectively considered as a single holiday in the modern approach to Ayinai, ancient divine heritage. These two are considered a single holiday, and it usually is why they refer to together as the Passover or Pesach, right? And in kind of a similar way among the children of the Ethiopians, we have Fasica, and then we have the resurrection, the rising up. We have Tinsayeh. So in the same sense, when we say Fasica, we're speaking usually about that whole, the entire Semuna Himamat, or the week of the Passion Week. All right? So the following day, all right, the day following the Passover Seder, which will now bring us to the first day, from that Eve, right, the Passover Seder, to the first day of the Chag HaMatzot. Services are held in the gathering together, the synagogue, in the Kahal, right, in the Mikurah. Days 2 to 6 are called the Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed. These are the intermediate days during the feast, the festival, when work is again permitted. But the holiday, the holy day attitude is sustained and is to be sustained. A sustainable, eyeless, set-apart attitude. Now, on the last day, services are again held at the Mikurab, at the Kahal, at the, we say, the Hebrew church, which is called in the Greek the synagogue or the Mikurab, Ethiopically speaking. But normal work is not allowed on that last day. On the first and the last day shall be a holy convocation, an Ayla Ivocation, a set apart called out assembly, or the Mikara, you know, the Mikara Kodesh, out called assembly. So no work is done. It's allowed because it's a Yom Tov. Yom Tov, Yom Tov. It's a holiday, but more correctly, directly, it's a good day. A good day. Yom Day Tov. Good. Yom Tov. Good day. Now, let's get to the meaning here, the meaning of unleavened bread. What is meant by unleavened bread? Unleavened bread. 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 Unleavened
bread. Unleavened bread. Unleavened bread. Yeah! Why is it a one time Molly? Let's go! Sugar! Holiday! A break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation.
Yes, let's touch on a quick overview. Chag HaMatzot, Sameach. Happy, happy, happy Feast of Unleavened Bread. But what is the meaning? What's the meaning of unleavened bread? Now, in the scriptures, in Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in HaTorah, in the direction, instruction, in Javible, matzah, we say matzah is sometimes called the bread of affliction. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 3. However, it is not so much, quote, of affliction, end quote, because it is leavened. Check. Again, it is not, quote, of affliction, end quote, because it is unleavened. It is not leavened, unleavened, but it is unleavened because it has been born or birthed out of affliction. In other words, since the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Hebrews, the true Jews, had no time to prepare their bread, on account of their affliction, the bread had no time to rise. The matzah, or the kita injera, as I say in the Royal Amharic, but the Hebrew groundation, the matzah, then is not so much the remembrance of bondage as of the deliverance, charuteinu, freeness from bondage. And that which had originally been of affliction now became, on account of Jah's deliverance, Jah Adonai, Adonai's deliverance, the token of freeness, charuteinu, netzanet. So matzah also represents purity. Since chametz is 11, is a metaphor of chatiyat, of the systemic anomaly, akari, falling short, missing the mark, forfeiture. None of Mitzrayim, Egypt's leaven, was to pervade it. None of the world flesh, the satanic seclorum's leaven, is to pervade it. All the old leaven was to be entirely purged. The purge is on. It has to be purged from their homes, and our homes, and most importantly, and our lives, and our liberty. Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, then both it memorializes, it calls to mind, to remember Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God's deliverance from a life of liberty, of slavery, of slavery, enslavement under Paro, under ancient Egypt's federal government system. After the sacrifice of the Pesach, the Passover, the Seth, the Lamb. But it also represents the Meshahawion, the Christian, the Nazarenes, and even I and I of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, deliverance from a life, a liberty under Chatiyat, under sin, under Akari, the systemic anomaly, under Hasatan, the enemy, the adversary, after the sacrifice of Adonai, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, after the sacrifice of the King of Kings, Christ, Jesus Christos, the Lamb of God, the Seh HaElohim, the Egeziari Herbeg. Now, the prophetic and symbolic lesson. What's the lesson? There's a lesson, there's a testing, and then there's the baraka, the blessing. The prophetic and symbolic lesson of ridding and purging your life, your liberty of the leaven of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, representing the world, the flesh, the satanic 666 cyclone, is that you get rid of chatiyat, the systemic anomaly, akari, and replace it with purity and humility, under redemption, right? In redemption, and upon redemption, we, I and I, are to become sanctified, set apart. In other words, to become unleavened people. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, we read, and when read, we shema, give ear and hear the word that your glorying is not good. Know y'all not? That a little leaven, it leavens a whole lump. Chatiyat, akari, the systemic anomaly, sin, forfeiture, lack, missing the mark. It has a leavening, quote-unquote, a leavening, a yeastening influence upon the psyche, upon the suke, upon the nefesh, upon the soul. You simply cannot include a little akari in your life without it affecting your whole irritical liberty. Hidden chatiyat. Hidden akari, for example, hypocrisy, it spreads like spiritual corruption throughout the body and will eventually be exposed. As Ha'adon, Yeshua, Geta Yesus has said, nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light and come to the illumination. Kedusa Lukas, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 17. So first, Corinthians chapter 5, 7 to 8 responds to this by saying, cleanse out, purge out, cleanse out the old leaven, that y'all may be a new lump, as you, y'all, I and I all, really are unleavened for HaMoshiach, Christos Christ, Fasikachin, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed one time for all time. So make I and I therefore celebrate. I liberate the festival, Hachag, the festival, the feast. Not with old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil on Arara, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity, straightforwardness, and truth, and the objective reality of His Divine Majesty. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So Here, the Apostle Paul enjoins you and I and I all to undergo, I and I own inward bedikata chametz, and become a new lump, that cleaning, that purging process, and become a new lump. That is a new substance that is untainted and untamed, contaminated by the sour, rottening influences of I and I past lives and liberties. Since HaMashiach, the Messiah, has been sacrificed as your and my and I, Pesach, Paschal Lamb, the Passover Lamb, you and I and I are a new creation, a new iration, made unleavened by the power of the Ayla Ayrit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Manifest Kedus, the Holy Spirit. Therefore, put away from you the old nature, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the inclination to Tarara, to evil, and purge from you the old leaven of Mitzrayim, the old leaven of Egypt, the old leaven of the world, the flesh, and the satanic 666 cyclorum that inwardly it cankers you and I. It makes you and I and I sick. Walk, trod without hypocrisy in the truth, objective reality of the love of His divine majesty for your and I and I soul. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Leaven.
Leaven.
And the sacrifice of Ha'adon Yeshua, of Adonai Yeshua, I HaMoshiach. Yes, I. Now, traditionally, the leaven package is something according to tribe, Judaically speaking, of the leaven package. What about the leaven package? The leaven package is burnt. The leaven package is bun. It's bun at the time. The Iwa of the morning prayer on Nisan 14th, which is Abib 14th, which is that crucifixion day, right? During what's known as the Be'or HaMetz ceremony, the burning, the bunning of the HaMetz. That is the exact day in which HaMashiach Yeshua was crucified. So removing Ainai sin, Akari, Chatiyat, systemic anomaly, and spiritual leaven forever, for Iver and Iver. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem,
Hashem. Hear me now, fireball, the whole of them, fireball.
Truth is truth.
Your Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kiddus Paulus, Yalo, Tasasatak Al-Aidilim.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us. And on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem. Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Why? Lush. Perfect. Blessed. Moshaya. 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 Moshaya.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Yeah. The pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for you. Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only take a spark to put fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youth to not sit dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them I want for no demonstration of this, and them I go.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai
Elohim,
Adonai Echad.
Shamel Israel.
Oh, our Father, who art in Zion, all the way. Thine will be done on earth, all the way be thine.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
We are here reading for day 5 of Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMatzot, Exodus.
Chapter 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee 2 tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me, in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed 2 tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the 2 tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the 3rd and to the 4th generation. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, for in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the firstfruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded, 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 which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again, until he went in to speak with him, 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 to speak with him.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. 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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, 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 since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian.
So here for day five, intermediate day of the feast of the festival, Exodus, basically Exodus chapter 34. Some might read up to verse 24. We saw other readings, the Fuller Full, and so we decided here to share the Fuller Full. It's a very, very interesting chapter, and it was a basic KJV read right there, but the Chavarim should know there are some important areas. Zooming in quickly here before bringing forward the offering, word, sound, power, the fire key offering from Numbers. Here, looking at Exodus chapter 34, here's where the covenant was renewed. Here's where we have the new covenant in the old covenant. After the Israelites had broken, the sons of Israel, because of the molten calf, right? It was this time period, the 40 days, and then coming forward, forward, forward here with the second tablets of HaTorah. We get to verse 5, 6, and 7. It's particularly interesting where it says, and Yahweh hey, and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaim the name, the Shem, the Hashem, the name of Yahweh. Kind of interesting here that he who be, Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name, proclaimed his own name, proclaimed the name of he who be. What we have here is HaShalush HaKadosh,
the true triunity, trinity, the Hebrew trinity. But here we have the proclamation of who Yahweh, who he, who be, who he be, who he be in the proclamation in verses 6 and 7 of the 13, or we know Hebraically, Judaically as the 13 attributes. He who be, who he be, proclaimed, passed by before him. He Hebrewed, passed by before him and proclaimed, Jehovah, Jehovah, El, El, Ha-El, Ha-El, the power of the Almighty, the merciful one, gracious, long-suffering. These are attributes, abundant in goodness and truth. And the key attributes, when Moshe has to intercede with he who be, who he be, and Dawid, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, is key which attributes he calls on as well in the Psalms. Just to point to this section here, verses 5, 6, and 7, learn the 13 attributes of Jehovah, of Yahweh, Yahweh, which correctly can be translated as he be, he becomes who he becomes. So therefore, the connection of the attributes, Jehovah, merciful, Jehovah, gracious, Jehovah, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving the forgiver, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, more correctly, Hebraically, upon the sons, to whom more is given, more is required. Three times in the year shall all the males, the sons of Israel, appear. Therefore, he says, revealing himself who he be the visitor of the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarchs, up on the sons and upon the sons' sons to the third and fourth generation. Explains why in verse 8, Moshe, he makes haste. He bows his head toward the earth and he worships. Now, as we scroll through this chapter, it's also interesting in verse 16. This is thou and thou take their daughters to thy sons and their daughters go whoring after their Elohim and make thy sons go whoring after their Elohim. Reading it in the Hebrew, it comes out the sense of and thou take their daughters, of all the nations to thy sons and their daughters go a whoring after their goddesses and they make your sons go a whoring after their goddesses. This is in the Hebrew as we study the Hebrew. Then in verse 23 brings out the three annual feasts of which Pesach, Passover is the first, thrice, which is three, thrice in the year. HaShalosh HaKadosh, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, revealing himself thrice, three times in a year shall all your men children, your male children appear before HaAdon Yahuwah, before the sovereign, he who be, Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel. Then we scroll forward to verse 28. Just some highlights here, where it says, and he wrote, well, first of all, the fasting, the 40 days, and also the Lent season in the true church and the professing church, and the fasting of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, the 40 days as well. But here it says, and he wrote upon the tables, the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. That's a mistranslation there. The Hebrew says the 10 words. So we hear His Majesty speak about fulfilling those 10 words, a.k.a. the 10 commandments. So here, brothers and sisters, here, let's go to the fire key right here. To fulfill.
Perfect. Blessed. Moshiach.
And let's just put this into the record too, because some might say those who are dealing just strictly with the carnal mind, not the spiritual mind, well, where's the offering? Do we have to offer debtors? No, it's the word sound. As we have Hosea, Hosea chapter 14, O Israel, return to Jehovah thy Elohim, thy power, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity, thy moral perversion. Take with you words, sound, purify. Take with you words and turn to he who be, who be. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive I and I graciously.
Even there, we're calling on that attribute of who he be, and calling on the name, and calling on the expression of the attribute. May he become that grace to I and I, receive I and I graciously. So what we render, right, to offer the rendering, the calves. Calf is like a baby of the, you know, the cow, the calf, the young one. But here it says the calves of I and I lips, the calves of our lips. So learning to read the sign language, the Hebrew hieroglyphs, the word picture, the calves of our lips. So here. Word, sound, and power, the offering.
Chapter 28. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deal shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work,
no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work.
Father, and son, Father, and son, Father.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Father,
and Son,
Father,
and Son,
Father,
and Son.
Well, here we have today's daily psalm. Yes, I. We have Psalm 35, today's daily psalm. How does today's daily psalm reflect right here, even the reason for the season? Just remind ones and ones in the blog talk. The streaming and the blog talk about to go off right here. Got like a minute. I got a minute. So either call in 515-602-9761 or one can go to the YouTube, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
Call in. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Calling.
We can rely on the cancer in Lion. Most high, the only one we can rely on. The cancer in Lion. Most high, the only one we can rely on.
First here, right here. If you haven't heard, if you haven't read already, daily psalm here, Psalm 35.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, 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 all the day long.
Yeah, that's right. Old Sam Hark, I'm going heart wise, the wise, right here, here, here. Today's daily song.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Ms. Moa Salasa, Miss Psalm 35 here, Dubwise Abraham Chabudah on the read from the King of Kings Bible right here. Rhythm Tenasaur, Victory Train. Yes, sir.
Big train, carry no armamba, no.
መዝሙር 34 በቅንፍ 35 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ የሚበድሉኝን በድላቸው፣ የሚዋጉኝንም ተዋጋቸው። ጥሩርና ጋሻ ያዝ፣ እኔንም ለመርዳት ተነስ። ሰይፍህን ምዘዝ፣ የሚያሳድዱኝንም መንገዳቸውን ዝጋ። ነፍሴን መድኃኒትሽ እኔ ነኝ በላ። ነፍሴን የሚሹ ሁሉ ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉ። ክፋትም በኔ ላይ የሚያስቡ ይፈሩ፣ ወደ ኋላቸው የሚበሉ። በነፋስ ፊት እንዳለ ትቢያ ይሁኑ፣ የእግዚአብሔርም መልአክ ያስጨንቃቸው። መንገዳቸው ዳጥና ጨለማ ይሁን፣ የእግዚአብሔርም መልአክ ያሳዳቸው። በከንቱ ያጠፉኝ ዘንድ ወጥመዳቸውን ሸሽገውብኛልና፣ ነፍሴን በከንቱ አበሳጭተዋታልና። ያላወቁት ወጥመድ ይምጣባቸው፣ የሽሸጉትም ወጥመድ የያዛቸው። በዚህ ወጥመድ ውስጥ ይውደቁ። ነፍሴ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይላታል፣ በማዳኑም ሐሴት ታደርጋለች። አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ እንዲህ ይሉሃል፣ አቤቱ እንዳንተ ማን ነው? ችግረኛን ከሚቀማው እጅ፣ ችግረኛንና ደሃውንም ከሚነጥቀው እጅ ታድነዋለህ። የክፋት ምስክሮች ተነሱብኝ፣ የማላውቀውንም በኔ ላይ ተናገሩ። ስለ በጎ ክፋትን መለሱልኝ፣ ነፍሴንም ልጆችን አሳጧል። እኔስ እነርሱ በታመሙ ጊዜ ማቅ ለበስ፣ ነፍሴንም በጾም አደከምኳል። ጸሎቴም ወደ ብብቴ ተመለሰ፣ ለወዳጄና ለወንድሜ እንደማደርግ አደረኩ። ለእናቱም እንደሚያለቅስ ራሴን ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረኩ። በእኔ ላይ ተሰበሰቡ ደስም አላቸው፣
ግፈኞች በኔ ላይ ተሰበሰቡ እኔም አላወቅሁ ቀደዱኝ አልተውኝም ፈተኑ በታቅም ዘበሱ እርሳቸውንም በኔ ላይ አንቀጫቀጩ አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ድረስ ታይልኛለህ ነፍሴን ከክፉ ስራቸው ብቸኝነቴንም ካንበሶች አድና አቤቱ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ውስጥ እገዛልሃለሁ በብዙ ህዝብ መካከልም አመሰግናለሁ በግፍ የሚጠሉኝ በላይ ደስ ይበላቸው በከንቱ የሚጠሉኝም በዓይናቸው አይጣቀሱብኝ ለእኔስ ሰላምን ይነግሩልኛልና በቁጣም ሽንገላን ይመክራሉ አፋቸውንም በኔ ላይ አላቀቁ እሰይ እሰይ ዓይናችን አየው ይላሉ አቤቱ አንተ አየኸው ዝም አትበል አቤቱ ከኔ አትራቅ አምላኬ ጌታዬ ወደ ፍርዴ ተነስ አቤቱ ፍርዴን አድምጥ አቤቱ አምላኬ እንደ ጽድቅ ፍረድልኝ በላይም ደስ ሳይበላች በልባቸው እሰይ እሰይ ነፍሳችን ደስ ታላ አይበሉ ደግሞም ዋጥነው አይበሉ በመከራዬ ደስ የሚላቸው ይፈሩ ባንድነትም ይጎስቁ በኔ ላይ የሚታበዩ ፍረትንና ጉስቁልናን ይልበሱ ጽድቄን የሚወዷት ደስ ይበላል ሐሴትንም ያድርጉ የባሪያውን ሰላም የሚወድ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ዘወትር ይበል ምላሴ ጽድቅህን ሁልጊዜ ምስጋናህን ይናገር
Victory train right here. Today's daily psalm. Let's ride up with verse by verse, line upon line, precept upon precept. We're going to point off to the roots right here. Well, here. Yes, I. The theme of today's daily psalm, a persecuted, falsely prosecuted man's prayer.
Right the path here. Of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
By the Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhaf Kiddush of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily song, which is themed, Yeter Tekone So, Selot. Salamta, Einayestri. Greetings. May God give you health and I on behalf of today's daily song. Today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmore Dawit, Salasa Amist, Psalm 35. From the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalter, the Ethiopic, the Royal Amharic Psalter, and here from the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhaf Kiddush of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily song, which is themed, Yeter Tekone So, Selot. Yet a check on it, so it's a lot. Prayer of a persecuted, of a downpressed, a persecuted man. Prayer under persecution, yet a check on it, so it's a lot. From your Dawit, Mezmor of David, a psalm of David, yeah, Dawit, the Dawit, Dawit Mezmor of David, a psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We're going to compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, the King James version. Because I and I discover a version that's not the King James version. Yes, I, Rastafari. So make I and I ride up. Vesema'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. In the Jemralen, we begin. Kuter, Alt, verse 1. Abetu, Yemi Bedlunin, Bedlacho. Yemi Wagunin, Tewagacho. Abetu, Yemi Bedlunin, Bedlacho. Yemi Wagunin, Tewagacho. Plead my cause, Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house. Abetu, Yemi Bedlunin, Bedlacho. Bedlacho. With them that strive with I, Yemi Wagunin, and those that fight against I, Tewagacho, fight against them that fight against I. Kuter Hulet, Terurna Kashayaz, Inenim Lemurdata Tetenis, take hold of shield and buckler, stand up for mine help. Terurna Kashayaz, Inenim Lemurdata Tetenis. Stand up, rise up,
rise up, rise
take
up.
Hold of shield and buckler. Stand up, rise up for mine help. Enenim lemerdat tenes, kuter source. Say fehina mizez, emiya sadadunim, mengedat shewin zigga, nesen medahanitish, enenim belat. Draw out also the spear. And stop the way against them that persecute me, that falsely prosecute I. Say to my soul, Nefsin, I am thy salvation. Medhanitish, enening, 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 kutel arat. Nefsin, yemishu hulu yiferu, yegwesekwellum, kufutin, benelai kafatin. It's a typo here in the computerized version. Kafatin ben elai yemiyasubu yiferu. Wodechwalachuwima yibelu. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Nefsein, my soul, Nefsein, yemishu hulu, yemishu. Those who seek hulu, all of them, yiferu. Let them be afraid, yigwesukwelu. And they be miserable, put to shame, that seek after my soul. Kafatina ben elai evil, kafatin, kafatina ben elai yemiyasubu. Those who think evil, bad mind, evil mind against I, yeferu. Let them be fraught, let them be put to confusion. Wode chalachu women backward, yibelu. May they be driven back, turned back, and brought to confusion. That devise of bad mind, that devise I and I hut. Puter Amis, verse 5. Ben nefas fi tindale tibia yihunu, ye egeziavi harinima melaaka yasach en kacho. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Ben nefas fi tindale tibia yihunu, ye egeziavi harinima melaak, and the angel, the melaak of egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. Chase them, yasach en kacho. Afflict them, yasach en kacho. Men gadacho adat not elama yihun ye egziabi harim melaaka yasad dacho. Let their way, kuter sedis, verse 6, let their way be dark and slippery. Men gadacho adat not elama yihun. Let make the angel, the messenger of egziabi, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, persecute them. Ye egziabi harim melaaka yasad dacho. Kuter sebat. Bekentu yat efunzen, wet medacho wina, sheshego abnyalina, nesina bekentu abesach towalina. For without cause have they hid for me, for I their net, in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Bekentu yat efunzen, wet medacho wina, sheshego abnyalina, nesin, bekentu abesach towalina. Yalawakuta wet meda yimt abacho. Ye sheshegutima wet meda yi yazacho. Bezi wet medwist yudeku. Let destruction, downstruction come upon him at unawares. and let his net, that he hath hid, catch himself. Yalawe kuta wetmet yim tabacho. Into that very destruction, downstruction, let him fall. But my soul shall be joyful in Ekaziyahu Yehudah, sustaining the good, the generous of Nesegin, be Ekaziyahu Yehudah desilatal, be madanuma heseta tadergalech, haseta tadergalech. She shall rejoice in his salvation. Be madanuma heseta tadergalech, kutrasa. At into chehulu in dia yiluhal adetu in the ante mano chigrenyana kamiya kamau ich chigrenyana hawinim kamiya netiko ich tadinawale all my bones shall say at into chehulu in dia yiluhal shall say to him adetu I father his father O father of the house who is like to thee I in the ante mano. Chigrenyana kami yakamau itch. Yes, chigrenyanan gahawinim kami netiko itch tadinawale. Who delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. Kutar asara an, verse 11. Ye kafata miskarocha tenesubin. Yeah, malau kawunima ben elite and agaru, false, vain, evil witnesses. In the Hebrew it says that witnesses of violence, aidei Hamas. Here in the Roland Heart it says, Yekufata miskarocha tenesubin. It's a karoch tenesubin. Evil witnesses did rise up against I tenesubin. Yeah, malauk owenim, and that which I did not know, ben elai tenagaru, they spoke against I, that which I did not know, that which I was ignorant of. Kuta asara hulet, verse 12. Sile begoa kafatina melesulin, they rewarded, they returned to I, they rewarded I evil for good. Sile bego kafatina melesulin, nese nima lijochina asatuat. Nesenim lichochin asatwat. To the spoiling of my soul. Here the Amharic has a very interesting turn of phrase. And my soul lacked her children. My soul lacked her children. Kuta asara source, verse 13. Ines enarasu betamimu gize maka lebesuhu. But as for me, as for I, Ines, when they were sick, and erasu betamimu gize, my clothing was sackcloth. Maka lebesuhu. I dressed in sackcloth. Nese nim betzom. Adekem chwat. Nese nim betzom. Adekem chwat. I humbled, afflicted my soul with fasting. Nese nim betzom. Tzom. Adekem chwat. And my prayer returned into mine own bosom. Selotim. Ode bibitea temelese. Temelese. Kuter asara arat, verse 14. Le wadajena, le wendeme, inde madariga deregohu. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or my brother. Le wadaje, my friend, na en le wendeme, inde madariga deregohu. I did as for my friend, my brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. Le inatum in the miya lekis rasin zik adaregu. Kutasra amis. Ben elai against I tesabesabu. Desimalacho gifenyoch ben elai tesabesabu. Ne alawekuhu. Kedadunye ala teunim. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gather themselves together, ben elai tesebesabu, desimilacho. Yea, yes, the abjects gather themselves together against I. Gufenyo cha ben elai tesebesabu, and I knew it not. Inaim and I, alawekuhum, I did not know. They did tear me, I, and ceased not, kadadun, ala tawunimun, and did not leave off. Kutasra Sidist, verse 16. Fetanunye be sakema zebetubin. Terasachu nema benelai ana kechatachu. With hypocritical markers and feast. With hypocritical markers and feast. They gnashed upon thee with their teeth. Interesting, the Hebraicism of this verse here, the obscure Hebraic verse here, was profanest mockeries of backbiting. They gnashed at me with their teeth. Or more literally, as profane men, mockers for cake. They're not cloud chasers, they're clout chasing, they're cake chasing. Mockers for cake. Comparing the coonery and buffoonery and shuffling and jiving, they indulge in ribald jesting to earn a meal. They are mockers for cake, profane, hypocritical mockers, vain mockers, mocking for cake. This is the sense of hypocritical mockers at feast. What they do is they're so unprincipled in order to curry favor with Shaul, for example, in today's daily song. They make play with Dawid and the righteous good name. And they abet the evil and the wicked and the bad mind plan to destroy the righteous. They are profanest mockers of backbiters, profane men and people, mockers for cake. Fetanunye, besak ima zebet tubim, tersachu nim, and their teeth, ben ne lai anekachachu, and they gnash upon I, they chew upon I. Talk lies and mockeries in order to receive a bad mind, an evil reward. Kutel Asara, Asara Sabat, Abetu, Abetu, I father, his father, Adonai, Doniai, Adonai, Abetu. It's going to make you dress. Taye Lignale, Taye Lignale. How long? How long we just look on? Look on and see these things going on. Abetu, it's going to make you dress. Taye Lignale, Nesena Kakufu Saracho, Bichinetinema Ka, and Besoch Adonat. Rescue, rescue my soul. Rescue her from their destructions, from their evil works. Nefsena kakufu saracho, bichinete nima kan besot adnat. My darling, my only one, my darling, implied here the soul from the lions. Kan besot adnat, save her. Kutel asra cement, verse 18. Abetu, my father's father, father of the house. Betalak uguvaye wista, egezal halo. The bizu hisba mekakalima mes amesa ginhalo. I will give thee thanks, Amesukin Halo, in the great congregation, the great aggregation. I will submit myself to the I in the great congregation, giving the I thanks. I will praise the I among much people. Abetu betalak u guvaye wist igezal halo. The bizu his mekakalim, Amesukin Halo. Kutasara zetang, verse 19. Begif, yemit alunya belaye des ai belach. Let not them that are mine enemies wrong fully rejoice over me. Don't let them be happy. Let them have no joy over I. Be good for you meet alunya belaye des ayi belacho. Be kentu you meet alunya be ainacho ayi tak esubin. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate I without a cause. Kuta haya, verse 20. Lenes salamin. For they speak, the English here says, for they speak not peace. Here, the Royal Amharic has, and for I, Salamin, Yinagarunyalina, they speak peace, but not real peace. But they devise deceitful matters. So they speak a false peace. Lenes salamin yinagarunyalina. Bekutama shen galan yimekralu. But they devise matters against them. Flatteries. Shen galan. Flatteries. They devise matters. Bekutam. In anger. In hatred. In anger. In Satan. The spirit of their father. Against them that are quiet in the land. Kutahaya and. Afachu nim ben ne laya lakeku. You say, I'm not chinayo, hilalu. Yay, they open their mouth wide against I. They open their mouth wide against me and said, I have seen it. Afachuinim ben ne la la keku. You say, I'm not chinayo, hilalu. Abetu, ante, ayaho. This thou, the eye, has seen, ante, the eye, abirtu, I, father, his father, father of the house, and none other, ante, Yeho, the eye, this thou, has seen, abirtu. Keep not silence, zimma tabel abirtu, kane atarak, kane, from I atarak, don't be far from I, kutel, haya, source. I'm lucky, get I am. What a for day, tennis, a bit to for den, I didn't, stir up, stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even to my cause, my God and my Lord. I'm lucky, my source, get I am. My Lord, my self-restraint, my master, my boss. I'm la ke get a yin, what a for day tennis, sabio to, for den, adim, kuta asra, flicker, kuta haya arat, kuta haya, 20, arat 4, 24, verse 24, abirtu, I father his father, father the house, I'm la ke, my source, in the siddiqe, for red belin, judge. I judge according to the I righteousness in the Siddiqeh Fereddalim Belayim des I Belacho, and let them not rejoice over I. Let not the false prosecutors and persecutors and liars and slanderers and false witness and bad mind men and people them, don't let them rejoice over I. Belayim des I Belacho. Kuta Haya Amis, verse 25. Be lebacho in their heart. You say, nesachinin desalat aibelu degmom. What? No, aibelu. Let them not say in their hearts. Be lebacho. You say, ah, aha, so would we have it. Let them not say, and also don't let them say, we have swallowed him up. What? No, aibelu. Kuter haya sidist. Verse 26. Be mekarayi desa yemilacho yiferu. Be andinetima yigwesukwelu. Be nela yemitaveyu. If retina gwesukulnana yilbesu. Make them be ashamed and brought to confusion together. Be mekarayi desa yemilacho yiferu. Be andinetim yigwesukwelu. That rejoice at my heart. At my hurt, at wrong, at evil to I. Let them be clothed with shame, abashment, and dishonor that magnify, that big up themselves against I. Ben ne la yemitaveyu, ifretina wusokulinana yilbesu, kutrahaya savat. Verse 27. Sidkein, yemiya wedduata, desibelacho, heshetinema yadrigu. Let them shout for joy. And be glad that favor my righteous cause. Sidkenya miya wed duat desibelacho. Hasetinema yadrigu. Yebar yawina salam yemi wedida ekziabi hatalak yehun zawater yebelu. Yea, let them say continually, let ekziabi the sustainer of the good, the generous ab. Be magnified, big up, Exiavia, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Yebar Yahwin Salam Yemi Wedid, Exiavia Talak Yehun, Zawater Yebel, Kuta Haya Cement, verse 28. Milase, Sidhin, Hun Gize, Miskanahin, Yinagaral, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness, melase, sidkehin, hul gizem, miskanahin, and I praise, I miskan, and I eyes, inagaral, and will speak of the eyes, miskan, and the eyes praises, always, all the time, hul gizem, always, melase, sidkehin, hul gizem, miskanahin, inagaral,
the path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 34 በቅንፍ 35 የዳዊት መዝሙር
አቤቱ የሚበድሉኝን በድላቸው የሚዋጉኝንም ተዋጋቸው ጥሩርና ጋሻ ያዝ እኔንም ለመርዳት ተነስ ሰይፍህን ምዘዝ የሚያሳድዱኝንም መንገዳቸውን ዝጋ ነፍሴን መድኃኒትሽ እኔ ነኝ በላ ነፍሴን የሚሹ ሁሉ ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም ክፋትም በእኔ ላይ የሚያስቡ ይፈሩ ወደ ኋላቸውም ይበሉ በነፋስ ፊት እንዳለ ትቢያ ይሁኑ የእግዚአብሔርም መልአክ ያስጨንቃቸው መንገዳቸው ዳጥና ጨለማ ይሁን የእግዚአብሔርም መልአክ ያሳዳቸው በከንቱ ያጠፉኝ ዘንድ ወጥመዳቸውን ሸሽገውብኛልና ነፍሴን በከንቱ አበሳጭተዋታልና ያላወቁት ወጥመድ ይምጣባቸው የሽሸጉትም ወጥመድ የያዛቸው በዚህ ወጥመድ ውስጥ ይውደቁ ነፍሴ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይላታል በማዳኑም ሐሴት ታደርጋለች አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ እንዲህ ይሉሃል አቤቱ እንዳንተ ማን ነው ችግረኛን ከሚቀማው እጅ ችግረኛንና ደሃውንም ከሚነጥቀው እጅ ታድነዋለህ የክፋት ምስክሮች ተነሱብኝ የማላውቀውንም በእኔ ላይ ተናገሩ ስለ በጎ ክፋትን መለሱልኝ ነፍሴንም ልጆችን አሳጧ እኔስ እነርሱ በታመሙ ጊዜ ማቅ ለበሱ ነፍሴንም በጾም አደከምኋት ጸሎቴም ወደ ብብቴ ተመለሰ ለወዳጄና ለወንድሜ እንደማደርግ አደረኩ ለእናቱም እንደሚያለቅስ ራሴን ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረኩ በእኔ ላይ ተሰበሰቡ ደስም አላቸው ግፈኞች በእኔ ላይ ተሰበሰቡ እኔም አላወቅሁም ቀደዱኝ አልተውኝም ፈተኑ በሳቅም ዘበቱብኝ ጥርሳቸውንም በእኔ ላይ አንቀጫቀጩ አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ድረስ ታይልኛለህ ነፍሴን ከክፉ ሥራቸው ብቸኝነቴንም ከአንበሶች አድናት አቤቱ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ውስጥ እገዛልሃለሁ በብዙ ሕዝብ መካከልም አመሰግንሃለሁ በግፍ የሚጠሉኝ በላዬ ደስ አይበላቸው በከንቱ የሚጠሉኝም በዐይናቸው አይጣቀሱብኝ ለእኔስ ሰላምን ይነግሩልኛልና በቁጣም ሽንገላን ይመክራሉ አፋቸውንም በእኔ ላይ አላቀቁ እሰይ እሰይ ዐይናችን አየው ይላሉ አቤቱ አንተ አየኸው ዝም አትበል አቤቱ ከእኔ አትራቅ አምላኬ ጌታዬም ወደ ፍርዴ ተነስ አቤቱ ፍርዴን አድምጥ አቤቱ አምላኬ እንደ ጽድቅ ፍረድልኝ በላይም ደስ አይበላቸው በልባቸው እሰይ እሰይ ነፍሳችን ደስ አላት አይበሉ ደግሞም ዋጥ ነው አይበሉ በመከራዬ ደስ የሚላቸው ይፈሩ በአንድነትም ይጎስቁሉ በእኔ ላይ የሚታበዩ ውፍረትንና ጉስቁልናን ይልበሱ ጽድቄን የሚወዷት ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትንም ያድርጉ የባሪያውን ሰላም የሚወድ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ዘወትር ይበሉ ምላሴ ጽድቅህን ሁልጊዜ ምስጋናህን ይናገራል
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind,
and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lion. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, 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 all the day long. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the
word of the Lord.
And hear, the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV. Psalm 35. Le David. Rivah Yahuwah eti rivaya lechama eta lochamai. A psalm, Mizmor, Le David of David. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me, with them that strive with I. Fight against them. That fight against Rivah Yahuwah eta Yerevai Lecham eta Lochamai. David, David's prayer for himself is to be considered in the light of the verse found in Yeshayah, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 51 and 21. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith Thy Elohim that pleadeth the cause of Amo, of his people. Had Yisrael been asked, if not drunk with wine, then with what? Yisrael, Israel, might have replied, not with much wine, but with affliction. For they rose up against me, and I had no one except thee I to fight for I. Rivah Yahuwah eta Yerivai lecham. Eta lochamai. Scripture further says in Psalm 9, verse 13, For he that maketh inquisition for blood remembereth them. For he that maketh inquisition for blood remembereth them. The congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. If thou risest not up for me, for I have no one, none to rise up for I. And again, Yisrael said in Lamentation 3, verses 60 to 62, Yahweh Jehovah, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou, the eye, hast seen my wrong. Judge thou, the eye, my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Jehovah, the lips of those that rise up against I. Therefore, thou didst rise up for me. Again, in another mizmor, in another psalm, another chant, another intonation, speaking for Yisrael, speaking for Israel, David prayed, Give us help from trouble. Give I and I help. Assistance from trouble. In Psalm 60, verse 13, and Psalm 108, verse 13. And in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in today's daily psalm, in mizmor, Lamed Hey, praying for himself, David said, Rivah Yahuwah et Yerevai Lecham. Et lochemai, plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Could a mortal servant venture to say such a thing to his master as, Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with mine enemies and go forth to fight beside me? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, David occupies thyself with Torah, with Jah's direction, instruction. Occupy thyself, David, with Torah, and I shall fight thy wars. Even as he had promised Moshe in Numbers 21 and 14, saying, wherefore is it is said, wherefore it is said in the book, the wars of Jehovah. By that he meant, if you occupy yourselves with the book, I shall fight beside you. Hence David, hence David could pray, Rivah Yahuwah, eti rivai lecham eta lochamai. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive against I. Fight against them that fight against I. Ha-chizekam again with Sina, with Kuma be'ezrati. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise up to my help. Ha-chizekam again with Sina, with Kuma be'ezrati. Take hold of shield and buckler. Ha-chizek magain with Sina, shield and buckler, magain with Sina, and rise with Kuma be'ezrati to my help. Ha-kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, do I need a shield or a buckler? Do I need magain or Sina? Thine enemies are like chaff before the wind. When I let the wind blow upon them, they fly. As Isaiah, Yeshayah said, the voice saith, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? That all flesh is grass. The wind of Jehovah bloweth upon it. In Isaiah 40, verses 6 to 7. All the parts of my body say, Jehovah, who is like to thee I? Call atzamotai, tomarna, Yahuwah, mi kamoka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu asks David, David, what wilt thou do for me? David, what will the I do for I? And David answered, I shall praise thee with all the parts of my body, with Roshi, Rase, my head. When in prayer I bend Roshi, my head, Rase, and bow down, with the hair of Roshi, the hair of Rase, the hair of my head, when I fulfill the ordinance in Leviticus 19:27, y'all shall not round the corners of your heads. And when I lay tefillin on Roshi, on Rase, on my head, with my neck, when I fulfill the precept of wearing fringes, with my eyes, when I fulfill the precept written in Numbers 15:39, it shall be to you for a fringe, that ye, that y'all may look upon it. With my mouth I speak thy praise, thy eyes, thy praise, as when in Psalm 145 and 21 it is written, my mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, of Jehovah. With my lips also I praise thee, the eye, as when it is written in Psalm 119, 174, my lips utter praise, my lips utter Isis. With my beard, when I obey the ordinance written in Leviticus 19:27, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. With my tongue, when it is said, even in today's daily psalm, O Lishoni Tehige Sidekeka Kol Hayom Tehilateka. It is said in today's daily psalm, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness. O lishoni tehige tzidkeka. And my tongue, O lishoni tehige, shall speak, shall meditate, shall speak musingly in the low murmur of one entranced by a sweet thought, a sweet irid shall meditate, shall iditate, and my tongue shall iditate. Ooh, lishoni tehigeh sida kekah, and my tongue shall meditate, iditate of thy righteousness. Sida kekah. With my face, when I fall down on my face during prayer, as is said in Genesis 48 and 12, he fell down on his face to the earth. With my throat, as when it is said in Psalm 69 and 4, my throat is dried. With my heart, as when it is said in Psalm 118 and 11, thy word have I laid up in my heart. With my breast, when in reading the Shema, I lay the fringes against the heart, in keeping with the precept written in Deuteronomy 6 and 6, these words that I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. With the back of my body and the front of my body, when I throw my prayer shawl about me, two of its corners behind me and two of its corners before me. With my right hand, when I write with it, or when I point out with it the sound reasoning in Torah. With my left hand, when I fasten the hand tefillin to it, or when I hold my fringes in it at the reading of the Shema. With my nose, when I smell spices and herbs and the aishens with it during the bracha, the blessing said at the outgoing of Hashabbat. With my ears, when I listen with them to the sound reasoning, the healthy reasoning of HaTorah. With my nails, when I examine the light reflected in them while the Havdalah bracha, the Havdalah blessing, is being spoken at the end of Hashabbat, the Sabbath. With my inmost parts, as is said in Psalm 40 and 10, thy law, Torah Tekah, is in my inmost parts. With all that is within me, with all that is within I, as is said in Psalm 103 and 1, all that is within me, bless his holy name, his set-apart name. With my reins, my kidneys, as is said in Psalm 16 and 7, yea, in the night season, my reins, my kidneys, instruct me, instruct I. With my male organ at circumcision and at the uncovering of the corona, with my knees at bending my knees in tefillah, in tzelot, in prayer. Again, with my knees when I act as godfather for children whom I hold for circumcision on my knees. With my right foot from which the shoe is loosed in the rite of chaslicha, chalisa, chalisa, in the act of chalisa, and with my left foot, the first one, I move at the end of the 18 benedictions, Shemona Esther, when I take three steps backward to retire from Elohim's presence. Hence, David, hence, David said even here in today's daily psalm in Mizmor Lamed Hey, hence, David said, all the parts of my body shall say, Jehovah, who is like to the eye? Kol ha'atzmotai, tomarna, Yahuwah, mi kamoka, Yahuwah, Jehovah, mi kamoka, who? Me,
who Kamoka like to be.
Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, Jehovah Rastafari, and the last of all the sins of Redeemer. Out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, God the Almighty, and the last of all the sins of the Redeemer. Thou art my church from my youth.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
One in the throne I'm ruled. In the rather say they have not Zion. You don't know, say I them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like Zion. Be wise and not a guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I look for? The magazine, something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason on this long journey. I'm so one good from you to be around this. Yo, summertime you want to learn to live with it. I am boundaries for a wiry strict. Like
care. Yo, me no take that from no one. Give thanks, I'm still here. One thing to see, I dead and rot. None of them can come stabbing at the back. Can't get caught by your wolf pack. The current sun trust that you relax. Yeah, no, the light can be wise and the guide. Some can recognize which it art. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize. Sizzler is the element of surprise and which it art. I must put you down, burning you, burning you. Yeah, yeah. I alone, we face the interrupt. Yeah, 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 yeah. Long time them hate me, now them just a come trot. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're a talk and I and I to retort. Yeah, 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 yeah. And you will be running into more than wall. Ooh, can't you see? Say, Jaja, he make I brave. Ever tongue, I and I never afraid. I know you watch a head of Mr. Crave. I know you speak. Things was mine. Take it, no, the lights can't be wise. Another a guide. Some can't recognize. Take it out. I must put you down. Burning you with words, powers and sounds. Yeah, full time Babylon realize. This love is the element of surprise. And which it out. Must put you down. Burning you with words, power and what am I look for? The mother sit, sitting dramatic and extra ordinary. Never see we when we clean only. Around this, that's how it's on. You have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far away, restrict. Like those who want to see kids, the bucket. Watch it, no, I don't like that. Be wise, another guide. Try recognize wicked art. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, this time them better realize. If you get to youth, them must recognize wicked art. I must put you down. Sound. I'm like Jamun and Sun, beware. Take my stand, always be pure. All on thy base and then don't even care. Hey, I don't change the form, no man give thanks, I'm still here. The one time to dead and rot. None of them can't come stabbing on the buck. Can't get caught by the old wolf fuck.
None of the lights, yeah. Rastafari, what Babylon feel like. I and I, Rastafari, Israelite, Baruch Hashem, Yesai, Shalom, Havarim, Shalom, Sameach, Sameach, Hag, Hamatzot, Sameach.